I have water for each of you. How many of you had a chance to drink water this morning? Does anybody have a chance to drink water this morning?
Just a little.
Just a little? How about out here? Anybody have a chance to drink water? There's more hands going up. You know why? Because we take pills in the morning, don't we? And this is why they're not drinking water in the morning. Don't worry, you'll be drinking water every morning. Not yet, though, for a while. So, I see you have your drink with you. I'm very glad that you do. Is water important for us to drink?
Yes.
It is. Why is it so important?
Because it's liquid.
Because it's liquid, okay, so we need liquids. But there's lots of things that are liquid that maybe we don't necessarily need to be drinking. Marcel, I'm going to hand this to you. Gracie, Derek, I'm going to hand it to you. Jacoby? It's cold. You already have your drink. How about back there? I think Maddie needs one, right? Thank you so much, Miss Nancy. And Helen needs one. Can you open this up? Can you open it? Take that one. Did you open yours up, Marcel? Here you go. You're welcome. Okay, now, I want you to take a sip. Did you already take a sip? How does that taste?
Freezing.
How else does it taste?
It tastes fresh.
It tastes fresh. Refreshing, isn't it? Like if you have a dry throat, does that quench your thirst? If you're running around crazy, like, do you run around crazy at all? Never?
I sometimes do.
I do. Mm-hmm. Like, have you ever been dancing before?
Mm-hmm.
Guys, have you played soccer or baseball or basketball, right?
I don't think
And what is it that you need? What is it that you need to quench your thirst? Water, yes. Mm-hmm. We need water. Do you know that we need water in order to live? That most of your body is made up of water. Did you know that? You did know that. Oh, you're learning that at school? That's awesome. And that water gives us life. Who else needs water? Or what else needs water? Derek? Animals need water. Yes, they do. Jacoby? Plants need water. Mm-hmm.
Trees
need water. Mm-hmm. The grass needs water. What about what other kind of animals might need water? Like they really need water.
Wood
needs water. Well, for a tree to grow. How about fish? I heard the answer over here. Yeah. How about fish? Fish need water, right? To swim in. They need a lot of water.
Mm-hmm. Do they drink the water or do they just breathe in the water?
Do they drink the water? I think they might drink the water. Yeah, it does look like they're doing that. Water is very, very, very necessary. Now, when you're baptized, what's used in baptism? Water. Why do you think that is? To purify. Oh my gosh, Derek. Absolutely. Because that's how they used to purify their hands. So it's used to purify. So who's being purified with the water when you're baptized? Who?
Fish.
No, we're talking about us being baptized. Who's being purified, do you think? Yeah, we are being purified, aren't we, with the water. Now, is it just the water that gives us I don't want to use that word purification, but is it just the water? Is there something else with the water? The Holy Spirit, God's Word. Yes, God's Word. And so when we are baptized, it's like God is saying, you're mine. You're my beloved child. I'm going to be with you forever.
Forever and ever and ever.
Forever and ever and ever. And we are given the gift of the Holy Spirit. And this is the baptismal font that we use. But you know how they used to do baptisms? And some people still do baptisms. They didn't have a font like this. What did they have? Where was Jesus baptized? Do you know?
In the river.
In the river. Now, we don't tend to baptize people in lakes around here, although it can happen. But what else is in our lakes around here? Gators. So we don't tend to do that. But we can baptize in the ocean. Have you ever gone swimming in the ocean? And you just feel all the power of the water?
Well, I did at the beach, but not in the whole.
Yeah, so the water purifies us, the water makes us whole, but it's God's word with the water. So it's not just the water, but God's word. And what does God's word say to us? You are mine. You are forgiven of all your sins.
So is he
and
our
you
father?
Are, yes, he is our main father. Mm-hmm. Yes, you are my beloved child. And so much so that there's a sign of the cross that's made on your forehead. Can you make the sign of the cross on your forehead? Yes. And you see, you might not be able to see that cross anymore, but God sees it and God knows. And if you look in the mirror, I want you to imagine that that cross is there because it is there. Now, we're going to have a baptism in 2 weeks. Guess who's being baptized? Who's all excited back there? Yeah, Maddie's going to be baptized in 2 weeks, which is really, really exciting. And so he's going to have the water. Should we dunk him in there?
Yeah.
No, thank you. No, I don't think. Right, Maddie, you don't want to be dunked in there, do you? No. No, but we're going to make sure that his head gets nice and wet so he will remember the water. Now, when you wash your face every single day, I want you to remember your baptism, okay? Well, try to wash your face every day. And so when you wash your face, I want you to remember your baptism. When you wash your hands, I want you to remember your baptism. When you go in the swimming pool, I want you to remember your
baptism,
right. When you go out in the fountain and play, I want you to remember that you are a baptized child of God and that God loves you. When you drink water, open it up, take a sip.
I've been doing it.
Take a sip. Remember that you are baptized. Yes, for God says, you are my beloved child, and I am with you always. So let's pray together. Gracious Lord God, thank you for the gift of Jesus. Thank you for baptizing us or having us baptized. Thank you for being with us. Thank you for loving us. Thank you, most of all, for calling us your child. And we thank you for all of the gifts that you give us, especially the water, which gives life. And you give us the water, and you give us life. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, thank you. You can take your water back with you. And so what do you think when you're drinking the water, what are you supposed to remember?
That you're baptized, right. You say,
am baptized.
Take care of me.
Okay, you guys can head back now. And remember, in 2 weeks, Maddie's going to be baptized.
Well,
but we won't dunk him in the water.